In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump's visit to the UK has been met with thousands of protesters in cities around the country, but especially in London. A gathering on Tuesday morning centered around a large sculpture of Trump sitting on a golden toilet while tweeting. The protest was organized under the banner of Together Against Trump, Stop the State Visit, and was meant to coincide with his lunchtime visit to Downing Street. Also making an appearance at the protest was the infamous Trump baby blimp. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who could be Britain's next prime minister, tweeted support for the protests and for London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who Trump has attacked. Corbyn said that the, quote, protest against Donald Trump's state visit is an opportunity to stand in solidarity with those he's attacked in America, around the world, and in our own country, including just this morning, Sadiq Khan. Mr. Khan, in an interview on Sky News, said this about Trump.
The point I was trying to make in advance of his trip is we have an opportunity to influence our closest ally on some of the things we disagree with him about. Let me just give you some examples, if I may. We disagree with him, surely, about his policy to ban Muslims from certain countries. Surely we disagree with his policy to separate children from their parents on the Mexican border. Surely we think it's wrong when he amplifies the tweets from racists in this country. And surely we should be saying, listen, you know, you do realise you're a poster boy for the far-right movement around the world, from Hungary to Italy, France to the UK.
That's London Mayor Sadiq Khan in an interview about Trump's visit to the UK. Meanwhile, Trump met with Theresa May on the second day of his three-day visit. After slamming her for failing to carry out a Brexit plan, Trump then praised the outgoing prime minister and touted a trade deal between the US and UK.
Weeks, but I think we'll have a very, very substantial trade deal. It'll be a very fair deal, and I think that this is something that your folks want to do, my folks want to do, and we want to do, and we're going to get it done. I'd just like to congratulate you on having done a fantastic job on behalf of the people of the United States, and it's an honor to have worked with you, and I don't know exactly what your timing is, but stick around. Let's do this deal.
That's Trump during his visit to the UK. Here in the U.S., CNN reported that the White House directed former staffers Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson to not cooperate with Congress over subpoenas for information, citing executive privilege. Both Hicks and Donaldson's roles as witnesses to Trump's shenanigans were outlined in the special counsel report, and the House Judiciary Committee had set a Tuesday deadline for them to turn over their documents. But according to CNN, the White House sent letters to the committee stating that White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney had directed Hicks and Donaldson, the former Deputy White House Counsel, not to turn over the documents. Ms. Hicks could still turn over documents requested by the panel that fall outside the period that the White House has power over, namely her time during the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The House Oversight Committee has given Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Attorney General William Barr until this Thursday to comply with a bipartisan demand for documents related to the addition of a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. If they refuse to comply, Committee Chair Elijah Cummings has threatened to hold them in contempt of Congress. In a letter to the two department heads, Cummings wrote, "The Trump administration has been engaged in one of the most unprecedented cover-ups since Watergate, extending from the White House to multiple federal agencies and departments of the government and across numerous investigations." A federal judge on Monday ruled against a House attempt to block President Trump's border wall. The ruling was on the grounds that lawmakers could not prove harm to them as a result of Trump's actions. Because other groups have successfully sued to stop the wall, the ruling may have little practical impact. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has called a special session of the state legislature in light of last Friday's mass shooting that left 12 dead and 7 injured. Governor Northam explained why he was calling for the special session at a press conference on Tuesday morning.
If we can save one life because we act it now, it is worth it. And so, by the power vested in me by Article 4, Section 6, and Article 5, Section 5 of the Constitution of Virginia, I will summon the members of the Senate and the House of Delegates to meet in special session for the purpose of passing common sense public safety laws. I will propose many of the same ideas that we have proposed before. Universal background checks, a ban on assault weapons.
That's Virginia Governor Ralph Northam giving details of the gun control measures he wants to pursue in the wake of last Friday's mass shooting. The city of Dallas, Texas, is calling on the FBI for help after a third transgender woman was killed since last October. 26-year-old China Lindsay was identified on Monday as the latest victim after her body was found in White Rock Lake over the weekend. Transgender women of color, especially African-American trans women, have been disproportionately targeted in Dallas, and the announcement by local law enforcement authorities to ask for federal help was welcomed by the city's LGBTQ activist community. President Trump has warned that his announced 5% tariffs on Mexican imports tied to cross-border migration would go into effect next week. As some of his Republican colleagues expressed alarm at the move, Trump warned that opposing him would be, quote, foolish. He also said Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country, and they could stop it very quickly, and I think they will. As usual, Trump exaggerated his figures by at least an order of 10. Even though Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would resist Trump's demand, the Mexican government has reportedly been cracking down on Central American migrants that travel through Mexico to the U.S. through the use of mass raids. Presidential candidate Joe Biden has embraced some policy aspects of the Green New Deal after critics slammed his weak platform on climate change. His campaign released a 22-page plan on Tuesday morning that said, quote, Biden believes the Green New Deal is a crucial framework for meeting the climate challenges we face. His plan sets a deadline of 2050 for the U.S. to arrive at net zero emissions. While the Sunrise Movement, which backed the Green New Deal, praised Biden for being bold, they urged him to set the deadline far earlier than 2050. A new poll shows Biden has lost about 7% support since he first announced his candidacy. Meanwhile, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's also a presidential contender, released her own climate change plan that centers on $2 trillion in spending, which includes a $100 billion Green Marshall Plan. In a piece she published on Tuesday morning, Warren wrote, "The climate crisis demands immediate and bold action. Like we have before, we should bank on American ingenuity and American workers to lead the global effort to face down this threat and create more than a million good jobs here at home." In other climate news, a report published on Tuesday found that more than 200 of the biggest corporations in the world foresee climate change costing them almost $1 trillion. The report by the Carbon Disclosure Project is described by Reuters as, quote, a respected voice in a growing coalition of pressure groups, fund managers, central bankers, and politicians who believe global warming poses a systemic risk to the financial system. And that does it for our news headlines today.